But right now, let's talk about some online safety for your kids. You know, we're getting to the end of the school year, and they've had the devices with you, but maybe more and more during the summer, they might have more time to get online and give us a little help with that. Is online safety expert Laura Higgins. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning.
Let's start off with, I guess, kids, it's inevitable that they will be using computers, being online, interacting with different devices. What would be sort of maybe the top three things we need to keep in mind when we have our children connected to devices and being out there online and into the web?
So I think one of the most important things is to keep talking to your children, have regular conversations about what platforms they use and what they do online and what your expectations of them are. Be a good role model yourself. So if you say you want no devices at dinner time, then you need to put your phone down too. And spend time on the platforms and show them where the tools are that they might need to use when they're on a different game.
So we have to educate ourselves. Sometimes we're not sure where all the different tools are or how things are, or there's certain devices or, I would say, places to connect that sort of occur maybe faster than we're keeping up on it. How do we make ourselves as informed as possible?
Most kids love talking about what they do when they're online, so it's a really good opportunity to bond and spend some time with your kids. You don't have to be an expert on every platform, but if there are some that they spend more time on than others, then just take a few minutes to go and have a look on the safety pages or look for parent guides. Normally, there are some quite nice, easy-to-digest bits of information on there available. Certainly on Roblox, we have a downloadable guide, which talks through all of the parental settings that we have on the platform.
What about sort of just manners or social behavior, different from sort of where they're connected to, but just how to, I guess, quote, behave online? How do we talk about that?
So, I mean, at Roblox, we're aiming to create a really positive and supportive online community. Most of the kids who use our platform are really lovely, and they all want each other to succeed. So having those conversations about it's cool to be kind and role modeling that ourselves is a really positive thing that we can do quite easily.
And as kids of every age are sort of being connected, you're talking differently when you have sort of a young child and then you have a teenager. So you kind of have to tailor your conversations, I guess, to just like any kind of education, what they'll understand.
Yeah, so really small bite-sized pieces of advice for very young children. Talk to them at their level and show them. As kids get older, you can give them a little bit more freedom, but I think it's still okay to kind of reinforce the idea of being positive online and being a good role model, and they hopefully will be able to do that as well.
It's just another sort of world that they have to navigate, and you have to give them the tools to deal with, so when you're not there physically or whatever, you'll still be there sort of as they travel through it. Can you give us any indication of certain things that are out there that we need to be aware of, things that could be happening that we are totally oblivious of?
So there are, at the moment, a lot of chat apps that gaming communities spend a lot of time on where they talk about the games they play. There could be a real range of people on those platforms and all different ages. So if you have got quite young children, I would recommend that you talk to them about which platforms they're using and go check them out yourself to make sure that they're really appropriate.
What about specific words or codes, code words or symbols that, you know, the kids might be using, the parents need to look out for?
So memes are really popular nowadays with kids. So we on the platform on Roblox, we monitor these as part of our general moderation practices. We have quite strict chat filters as well. So, for example, children can't share any personal information on our platform, so they couldn't put their phone number or their address. I think that's really important. So as a parent, you know, have those conversations with children about what privacy means. And what's appropriate to share online.
If people want to find out more and get some information or be a, you know, a better informed parent or making sure the media world is working well in their family, where's a good place to get the details for this?
So you can visit our website and look for the parent section. It's corp.roblox.com.
And that's R-O-B-L-O-X.
That's correct, yeah.
So I'm going to make sure I'm spelling it. Sometimes when we're on connections here, you know, people are hearing a word and not sure what the actual spelling is R-O-B-L-O-X. We appreciate your time, Laura. Thanks for sharing the details with us this morning.
It was my pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
Laura Higgins, and her she's a online safety expert, serves as the Director of Digital Civility.